You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
The Indian equity market bounced back on Monday. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty both rose by about 0.8%. The country's largest conglomerate, Reliance Industries, filed its earnings report yesterday. While profits were down quarter on quarter, overall profit increased 4% in FY24 as compared to the previous financial year. The oil and chemicals giant reported a dividend of Rs 10 per share. Reliance Retail and Jio also reported their earnings yesterday, recording steady growth. Since the results were declared after the market closed, RIL stock didn't record any significant change owing to the results. Let's move to another oil conglomerate, this time from across the Arabian Sea. I'm talking about Aramco, Saudi Arabia's state-owned oil refining company. Aramco's venture capital arm is interested in the Indian startup sector and is willing to bet on it. Sneha Shah reports that this arm, named Prosperity 7 Ventures, is looking to set aside around $200 to $300 million to invest in early-stage Indian startups. It plans on spreading that amount across nearly two dozen companies, Sneha writes. Prosperity 7 has a portfolio worth about $3 billion worldwide and wants India to be the home for its next set of investments. You can't talk about conglomerates without talking about the Adani Group. Last year, the group bought a majority stake in infrastructure behemoth Ambuja Cements and has slowly increased its share in the company. But the plan doesn't stop there, writes Anurudh Lashkar. Ambuja is planning a series of acquisitions to take over Ultratech as the country's number one cement company. A capital expenditure of over $9 billion is in the works, Anirudh reports. This would take Ambuja's annual production capacity to at least 180 million tons, from about 80 million tons now. But Ultratech 2 has plans to add to its current capacity of 151.6 million tons a year. The Adani Group has lots to catch up, at least in the cement sector. Metro cities are full of e-commerce deliveries constantly in action. Vans, scooters, and even trucks fulfilling orders round the clock. But e-commerce hasn't penetrated as much into India's hinterlands. That is now changing, writes Priyam Vadasi. E-retailers like Rosanna and Florio are targeting customers in Tier 2 cities and beyond, where customers are increasingly ready to pay more for products but unwilling to compromise on quality. These e-tailers are now attracting enough money from investors to become viable businesses, Priyamvada writes. She also spoke to executives from venture capital funds to assess the scope of startups that operate primarily in such markets. Election campaigns are in full flow. In most corners of the country, voters will be choosing between national or state parties. But very rarely will there be a viable independent candidate. Barmer, a desert-laden district in Rajasthan, might just have that. Sainthan Bera profiles Ravindra Singh Bharti, an independent candidate fighting for the seat of Barmer. He seems to be incredibly popular, and at 26, he's one of the youngest candidates across the country. Bharti's popularity seems to be credited to his social media presence. On Instagram, he has more followers than Barmer has eligible voters. Sainthan writes about how Bharti's campaign is developing and how caste politics are in play again, and asks the crucial question, will this show and dance translate to actual votes come elections? We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day ahead.
Top of the Morning by Mint.